but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Oregon is on the road at Rutgers. Oregon State at home against Lafayette. A lot of curious eyes on those two programs. How about Washington going to Michigan and Washington State going to Virginia? Here to talk about it all, John Wilner of the Bay Area News Group. You can read John Wilner on college football by going to WilnerHotline.com, or you can catch him on Canzano and Wilner, the podcast. He joins us every week on this show to talk about the college football weekend. And he is here. Wilner, where's your mind? Just right out of the gates. Where's your mind? Where are your eyes this weekend?
Oh, man, it's hard. This is one of the best weekends of the year, I think. And there's big games in all the major broadcast windows, which is great, too. We could go through the whole thing, but certainly my mind is on Provo and the Holy War. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the Holy War. I think it's one of the best rivalries out there. And this one is, you know, real important in the Big 12. Both Utah and BYU are hoping to get in the conference championship game, and so the winner is going to be in pretty good shape.
Last year, you and I were there in Salt Lake City. It turned into a whodunit mystery at the end of the game with the officiating, yeah. And the Utah fans and players were not happy. Utah this year, they've looked really good, except not against Texas Tech. BYU is finding ways to win games. They're 6-0. They're at home. They are a three-point dog at home in this one. Some of the Cougar fans are upset about it, but I get it. I kind of like Utah. Who do you like in the Holy War?
I kind of like Utah. I just think, you know, that is a tough environment for a freshman quarterback, mm-hmm. and that's what BYU has with Bear Bachmeyer. You know, he enrolled at Stanford last winter. He transferred to BYU when Stanford fired Troy Taylor. He's done very well, but he is a freshman, and this is going to be an intensity level he's never experienced before. Now, Devin Dampier at Utah is a transfer from New Mexico, but at least he's got some more experience in this whole thing. That, to me, is the biggest difference.
Wilner, Lafayette is going to Oregon State. Oregon State's 0-7. This game's on the CW, 7 o'clock Saturday. Rob Akey is the interim coach at Oregon State. He told me that he wants his players to see themselves succeed in front of God and everybody.
It's really important, I think, and that's what we, you know, the coaching staff here, we want more than anything is for these kids to have an opportunity to smile. There hadn't been anything to smile about, and it was obviously a tough weekend in so many numerous ways, but they being able to see them accomplish some goals and make something happen, make a play that they hadn't, and be able to celebrate together once they get done playing the game and feel good about what the results of that game were and be able to be rewarded for the work that's gone in, because they've been busting their tails for a long, long time. And that means the world to everybody around here. And that's what drives us all here every day.
He's the anti-Trent Bray. He was very outspoken and interesting, former Idaho head coach. Lafayette going to Oregon State. If the Beavers don't win this one, they're not winning again. They're not winning at any place. But if they do win this one, maybe it gives them a little traction. Can they find another win or two down the stretch? What do you make of this game?
I certainly don't think from a personnel standpoint that Oregon State is outmatched in two games against Washington State.
Yeah.
Right? And then they also have, is it Sam Houston?
Sam Houston is bad. And then they have Tulsa, and then they have Lafayette. So they're, you know, can they find
personnel
two and a half
wise,
wins?
They could win any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they could beat any of those teams if things go right. It's not like they've got 0-7 personnel. That's the thing to remember. They're better than their record. They're not good, but their personnel is better than their record. So if somehow we see a change of culture and attitude like what is happening at UCLA, there could be a little bit of a post-Bray bounce, and they win this game, and maybe they beat the Cougars in the in Corvallis and Sam Houston State. Maybe they finish 3-9. Maybe they finish 4-8. I don't know, but it still was the right move to move on from Bray. There's no doubt about that.
Is there any scenario in which Rob Akey becomes a candidate in your mind for Oregon State head coaching, or is he just a stopgap and, you know, they've got bigger and more interesting things to do?
I cannot believe they would do that again, just promote from within, you know, moving an interim up like they did with Bray as defensive coordinator, replacing Jonathan Smith. They have to go outside. They have to get somebody new blood, somebody who has been a head coach before, who has proven they can win. It's just they have to minimize the risk of something going wrong to the greatest possible extent.
Oregon at Rutgers, 3:30 Saturday, Big Ten Network. Oregon's a 17-point favorite going across multiple time zones. Dan Lanning sounding a little irritated when he's asked about Indiana over and over. He's coming up on the show later today. But I like Oregon big in this one. I like them to bounce back, particularly because it's Rutgers. But what do you see?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a relatively easy win for the Ducks, even though they got to travel. You know, I saw Rutgers in person at Husky Stadium on Friday night. Their defense is terrible. I mean, it's one of the worst in the country. I think Oregon will have 40 by the start of the fourth quarter, and then it's just going to be a matter of whether Lanning leaves in the starters or pulls them. I can't imagine this game is going to be close.
Do they need to keep the starters in? Do they need a resounding comeback victory, or will it be enough to be 11-1 or 10-2 and just let your record speak for itself?
I don't think that they need to play the style points game in this game at this point in the season. I think maybe there may come a time in November when that is important, but I don't think it matters here. They shouldn't have any trouble. And whether they beat Rutgers 40-27 or 40-7, I don't think matters a long-term impact on their situation.
Washington State, a very respectable 3-3, a respectable loss last week in SEC country. Was encouraged by that. They go to Virginia. I don't even know if they came home. This game's on the CW at 3:30. Virginia's a 17.5 point favorite. I kind of like Washington State to keep that within the spread. I don't think they win the game, but I just like the way they've competed.
Yeah, that you can make the case that the loss at Mississippi was their best performance of the year, given the environment and the talent on the other side of the line of scrimmage. I was real impressed. I don't know if they can muster the same kind of effort. It's hard to do it 2 weeks in a row when you're on the other side of the country. And the other thing is the fact that they played Ole Miss so close will probably mean Virginia doesn't take them lightly. Mm. You know, Ole Miss was, they had the Cougars coming in and then they were playing Georgia this week, right? So, you know, Ole Miss had one eye on the Bulldogs. I don't think Virginia is going to overlook Washington State after what just happened in Oxford. So, and Virginia's actually good. They're better than they've been. They beat Florida State. I think that the Cougs are in some trouble in this one.
John Wilner with us, San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area News Group. Washington 5-1 going to 4-2 Michigan. It's an early game Saturday morning on Fox. You know, Michigan's played two decent opponents, USC and Oklahoma. They weren't close on either one of them, but Michigan is favored in this game. Washington beat them last year. Do you see Washington with another potential upset here, or is this a game they can be in?
I think Washington's going to win. I think that Michigan is going to turn out to be not very good, like 7-5-ish, and the Huskies are going to be 8-4, 9-3-ish. I think they're a little better. Michigan's offense is not that good. They got a freshman quarterback, very talented, but their offense isn't that good. And their defense is not what it has been in past years, which was elite. So I'm actually thinking that the Huskies can go in there and win this game. Now, not easy, 9 a.m. They did have one extra day to prepare and I think and get ready. I think that helps, right, because they played Rutgers on a Friday night. But I just – this one just smells to me like it's going to be an upset. I don't have a great single – reason for thinking that. It's just one of those gut feelings.
I had the same thing. I picked Washington 28-21 over Michigan, and I thought, when I saw the spread, I thought it was wrong. Because I thought, gosh, that would be maybe a 1 or 2 point spread. You know, Michigan favored very slightly. 6, I think it opened at 7 and went to 6. Washington is 8th in the country against the run. Michigan can't throw the ball. So I just love this game for Washington. I think it lines up nicely if they don't suffer that traveling across multiple time zones hangover. And by the way, Washington 0-6 against the spread as a Big Ten visitor. That stat jumped out at me. But I think I'm with you. I like Washington plus 6 in this one. I think they win the game outright.
Yeah, it is. You know, they have not played a very strong schedule. Rutgers is bad. Maryland's not really very good. Non-conference schedule was soft, right? They played one elite team. Ohio State is way better than Michigan, but Ohio State also beat them badly at home. Mm-hmm. And so now they're going up against personnel that is closer to Ohio State in a lot of ways than the teams that they have faced. But I think Washington is just going to come through with, like, a performance that makes us say, whoa, where'd that come from, type of deal.
North Carolina, Bill Belichick, Friday night game, 7:30 Friday night on ESPN. I think Cal's getting Belichick and Carolina at the right time. They've struggled on offense, Carolina has, but Cal's a 9.5-point favorite. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I'm going to be there because I like to watch disasters unfolding. I think, well, from a betting standpoint, I'm a little wary. I don't think Justin Wilcox, Cal's coach, is very good as a big favorite. His teams tend to play down to the level of their competition, but I do think Cal will win the game. Carolina is bad. They don't have good players. They got 70 kids from the transfer portal, and they kind of misevaluated on a lot of them. They're just not talented. They did have a bye, so did Cal. And it's a long trip. I think Cal will win, but knowing the Bears and watching them over 9 years with Wilcox, you know, the games that should be easy never are with them.
Yeah, I think Carolina is going to struggle to score points. So I think if Cal can get to 28, they probably cover. But that is a if, and you're right. You've seen them up close, and you can't unsee what you've watched over the years from Cal. Finally, before I let you go, USC Notre Dame. Everybody wondering if this series will continue. We're watching these teams play in South Bend on Saturday on NBC. Who do you like in that USC Notre Dame game at 4:30?
I like the Irish, but I think USC has a good chance to cover.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good test for USC up front. Are they tough enough? Can they run the ball when they've got to run the ball? Can they tackle and contain Notre Dame's running game? Notre Dame's very good offensively, not great defensively. And I think USC's kind of similar. So it could end up being like 42-39 or something like that. I think it'll be very close. Ultimately, you know, I would bet on the Irish to make those couple of plays down the stretch that win the game. USC has not done a very good job winning close games under Lincoln Riley the last couple of years. So I think Notre Dame's going to win, but it should be pretty close.
John Wilner, you're the best. I appreciate you joining us. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you want to see my picks? You can go to johnconzano.com. I like the Ducks to cover. I like the Beavers to win, and that's all. Had a hard time finding a point spread for that game, but FanDuel has the Beavers as a 22-22.5 point favorite at home against Lafayette. Anybody who's seen Oregon State this year goes, hey, let's not worry about the point spread. Let's just see if Oregon State can win this game, a game they should win. They are better than their record. I agree with what John Wilner said, and I love the energy that Rob Akey's bringing in. I just think, you know, offensively, will they have the firepower to cover 22.5? Let's not even get into that because the point for Oregon State is to win the game. That's the object of the game. Washington going to Michigan. You heard me talk with Wilner there. Michigan is a 6-point favorite in that game. I think that spread is upside down. I like Washington to win it. I'll take Washington State to stay within 17.5 of Virginia. I've seen enough of the Cougars to know that they will come to play. And USC Notre Dame, I agree with Wilner. I think Notre Dame in a closer than expected game. on Saturday. Our big splash is coming up. Dan Lanning at 4:20. I want you here for it. You got the bald-faced truth statewide.